Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry, what do we got?
Well, here's what we got. Boomer likes to sometimes name games. I'm going to name the week. It's going to be a perfect week. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to go 5-0. We'll see if you guys can keep up. Game number one. We will start with the boner game of the day. That'll be Cowboys and Washington, because you've got two teams that are not great. 2-4 against 1-5. It's a pick 'em. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys. They're just too talented to lose to Washington, and I know that they are terrible on the defensive side of the ball, and I know they got all this turmoil inside the locker room, and the coaches don't know what they're doing and all of this, but this is a spot where I think that they come together, they're not getting laughed at anymore, and this is where their run to the division title starts this weekend, beating the Washington football team. Give me the Cowboys.
Which team respects their coach more? The one that's battling cancer and going for wins with two-point plays at the end of the game, or another guy who can't get his team in the right way and can't teach his players, and his players are bitching and complaining to the press? I'm going with Ron Rivera and the Washington football team.
Statement game for the Cowboys.
Statement
who are going to run the table from this week on.
Oh, okay.
They will win this game in a rout. Game number two. Seattle at Arizona. This game moved to Sunday Night Football. Probably should have held it off for a while, but whatever. Arizona at home getting 3.5.
You know, I really liked the way Arizona played last week, of course. How could you not? But this is a team that is just very inconsistent, and I don't like them in this game. I think Seattle is better, and I think that Russell Wilson in this MVP season is going to be too much, and Kyler Murray, who is just 1 week good, 1 week bad, Russell Wilson's every week great. That's what it comes down to for me. Give me the Seattle Seahawks.
You know what? This is a measuring stick game for the Cardinals, and they're going to measure themselves against the great Russell Wilson. And I like Kyler Murray, and I like Kyler Murray at home as a home dog. I will take the Arizona Cardinals to measure themselves and to show up and play well in this game.
I call this a prove-it game. It's a prove-it game for for the Cardinals. Very impressive on Monday Night Football. I am going to take Kyler Murray plus the 3.5. I got the Cardinals. This is moving week. We're going to pass right by Gio. Next game, and this is probably the biggest game of the day, Pittsburgh at Tennessee. Woo! How about that? Tennessee at home, -1. I can't believe this is a 1 o'clock game and not a 4 o'clock game, but 1 p.m. CBS, I imagine, on Sunday.
Now, I know that it was they barely held off the Houston Texans, who were terrible, the Tennessee Titans last week, but they got a little more juice with the coaching change. I love the Titans. I love Mike Vrabel. This is by far the best team that the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing this year, and I think Derrick Henry is going to be going off again, maybe not 200 yards, but that loss of Devin Bush is going to be a big deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love the Titans in this game to give the Steelers their first loss.
I call this an in-your-face game. This is where everybody gets in each other's faces. This is where they're screaming and yelling at each other. This is where, if there were ever going to be COVID-19 spread on a football field, it's going to be this game, because there's going to be a lot of chirping, a lot of talking, a lot of in-your-face stuff, spitting. Yeah. You know, it's like a Coach Cower loves this type of game. You know, like impose your will on the other team. I'm going to take the home team Titans. You know why? Because I love their coach. I love Mike Vrabel. I love what he's doing down there, and I think they reflect their coach. And I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are meeting the best team that they will have played all year long, with one of the best quarterbacks in Ryan Tannehill.
I call this the stiffy game. It's Stiff Bowl 2020, as Derrick Henry is going to stiff arm his way all over the field. And it's going to be the type of game where people like me and Al that doubt the Titans realize they're pretty damn good. I'm going to take the Titans -1 to beat my favorite coach in Mike Tomlin. Game number four. San Francisco at New England. The Patriots at home giving up 2 points.
It was a very rusty performance from Cam Newton after missing some time with coronavirus. He is fired up to get back and be good again. I think after that game under his belt, and you saw New England start coming back against Denver and that terrible loss that they had, but they played better in the second half, much better. I really, really like New England for a big bounce-back week. They've fallen under 500 for the first time in like 20 years of the New England Patriots. They're not going to go two games under 500. The Patriots will win this game, and they will cover.
I could arguably say that this is the two best-looking quarterbacks in the NFL going head-to-head here. And yeah. I think that Jimmy Garoppolo is so good-looking that Bill Belichick's going to want to slap that face around a little bit and make it tough on him. So with that being said, Jimmy G going back, facing the old master, and Bill Belichick, he'll have something for him defensively. I like the Patriots at home.
I call this the I'm back bitches game. You've got Jimmy G back in New England, and you've got the bounce back from the Patriots. Who wins? I'm going to do something I didn't think I'd do. I'm betting against New England this week. I'm taking the Niners on the road plus the 2 points. We're going to see that defense step up this week. And then finally, it's the Bills at the Jets. The Jets at home. They're at home? Wow. 12.5 points.
Yep. I call this the resign at halftime game, because that's what Adam Gase is going to do. There is no way the Jets are competitive in this game. Don't tell me Sam Darnold. Don't tell me Denzel Mims. They haven't even met each other, Sam Darnold and Denzel Mims. This will be the first time that they're meeting each other before the game. No shot. They're never going to have a shot. They're going to lose every game. The Buffalo Bills crushed them week one. They're going to crush them again. It's going to be a bloodbath like it always is with the Jets. Give me the Bills and the 12.5.
You know what? I kind of agree with you, G, to some extent, but not to the extent that you are pushing this out there. I know it's a double-digit loss here by the Jets. Could be 10 points. I don't think it's going to be 12.5 points. And I do think that there's pride in the Jet locker room, most notably because of Sam Darnold. So I'm going to go with the Jets. I'll take the points. I don't think they'll win, but I'll take the Jets and the points.
Well, I'm on the anti-Jet train with Al now. We are picking against them every week from this point forward. I'll take the Bills minus the 12.5.
All right, very good. We'll see how it shakes out this week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.